Garrett is in the studio with me. Welcome, Garrett Roach, to Monday Afternoon Show once again.
Woo!
Is it really?
Greetings, everyone. Garrett Roach in the house indeed. Thank you so much, Kieran.
Is it really true that we have someone from Tralee in County Kerry going to be calling in?
It most certainly is, sir. We have Robert O'Brien, who is actually a cousin to Mr. Michael O'Brien, who was on the July 10th broadcast along with me over the phone. And we'll try to have a better reception this time.
Yeah, well,
if possible, I'll adjust the volume some on my phone.
We're doing some pretty cool tech international phone call right to County Kerry. Robert O'Brien,
yes.
The brother of Michael O'Brien. Let's get
cousin,
him
the cousin,
on.
He's a cousin to him. And he's Robert's in his early 20s, and Michael was in his 70s.
Let's
so you're hearing
get,
from a younger generation of the traveler
this,
community.
Let's get this young man. He's from the traveling community, the Travelers of Ireland right there, represented on the Monday Afternoon Show on this day. We'll get him on the line in just a second here. Bear with us. I want to give a big shout-out to all the Major League professional football and baseball players who are refusing to stand for the national anthem. It's going around like wildfire. So I am told. I heard a little blurb about the NFL.
Robert, we're going on now.
And the Major League Baseball players
all
kneeling
right.
or sitting
Beautiful.
During
Splendid.
The national anthem. So let's see. Do we have Robert O'Brien on the phone?
Absolutely. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, member of the Irish traveling community from Tralee, County Kerry, Ireland, and he has a few announcements to make himself, Mr. Robert O'Brien. Here you go, Robert. You're on the air.
Hi, everyone. How are things?
Robert, welcome to the Monday Afternoon Show. We have you on speaker right now. Thank you. So much for joining us. How's everything over in Ireland right now?
Everything is good at the moment. The weather is good. Life is good. Everything is pretty good.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So glad you're with us. And tell us where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Tralee, County Kerry.
Okay. So, Garrett, you had some questions?
Robert, I'd just like to add is absolutely like the brother I never had. He is about, I've known him rather since about 6 or 7 years old, and now he's in his early 20s and has a horse farm, and he has a little bit to tell about some plans he and his wife and two children have in the next few months. Go ahead with it, Robert.
What's the plans, Robert?
We have plans and we're coming to him. See Garrett for 2 weeks in Christmas. So it should be pretty exciting.
For the first 2 weeks in December, right?
First of December to the 14th. And we're looking forward to seeing him. As Garrett said, me and Garrett know him for a long time. He's like my brother. I really look up to him and I can't wait to see him.
Thank you so much, Robert. They're staying from the 1st to the 14th here in Hudson.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Hey, Robert, what time is it over there right now?
It's actually 9:26.
Morning or night?
Nighttime.
Ah, it's nighttime then. So you're getting ready for bed. How's everything on the horse farm?
Yeah, I was telling you, I miss him around maybe 45 to 50 horses. And
45 to
60 horses. Business is pretty good at the moment. Hospital is not bad, but it could be better. But it's something I like doing. It's something I'm just reared with. So I really do like my job at the moment. And pretty good job to have.
Sounds good. All right. Well, we really appreciate you calling in the Monday Afternoon Show. We're going to get you hooked up. Maybe could we call you back again sometimes? Well, maybe we get you hooked up through the machinery. It can come through a little more clear. Would you be willing?
Yes, anytime you want. I really appreciate you on my show. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Sound like a good Irishman. If you had some words of advice for our dear listeners here on the community radio station way here up here in New York, words of wisdom and advice from County Kerry, what would they be, Robert?
Keep up the good work. Keep keep up the positivity group. Be happy in life and just enjoy every day you get up. Say, thank God for this day. Thank God for the next day. Just enjoy life.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Oh,
Garrett, you wanted
ultimate.
To sign off or anything else you wanted to add?
Thank you so very much, Robert. Were there a couple of other things you'd like to say before we go, Robert?
Just in passing, I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to run your show from so far away. And just looking forward to going to Austin for 2 weeks. Never New York yet. But I really can't wait to go there and see. Yeah, we're sending people are pretty cool as well. I just can't wait to see everything and anything.
Okay, Robert O'Brien from County Kerry. We hope to see you here in Hudson this Christmas. It sounds really, really great. Thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, John. Thank you, man.
My day is completely made
All
now.
Right. Wow. So there you have it. Robert O'Brien calling in from, was it Tralee? County Kerry. And we don't often get the call from Ireland coming in, but when we do, gotta say, that is wonderful. So we are almost out of time. We have an interview, actually. Rob Gellis has an interview that he's going to play in a minute. Columbia County History. So anything you wanted to add, Garrett, before we play your song there?
Proud of him as well, I just have to say, and his persistence about Columbia County history. And I'd like to give a couple quick shout outs before we play at least one song here. This would be okay on this one, Kieran. It'd be track 4, please.
Okay, so who's a shout out for?
The Cliffs of Dunedin by Julia Sweeney, who is a cousin to my dear friend Teresa Barrett, who's actually, Julia Sweeney is her cousin and her auntie, the way it works in County Galway, Ireland. Julia was once the director of the Galway Traveler Support Group. They're also related to Francie Barrett, a gold medal Olympic boxer from Galway who now resides in London. So you'll hear her sing The Cliffs of Dunedin. And then a couple shout outs to a new pen pal of mine from Boise, Idaho, Moore, Idaho, named Elizabeth, who said she would have her memory set in her phone today as a reminder of the broadcast coming up, which I was so honored about. Thanks a trillion, Elizabeth. And also to my dear friend I know is listening in Japan, Masahiro Oishi from Ichinomiya City in HE. He promised he'd be tuning in as he has in the past. And we've been pen pals and two of the dearest friends for 14 years now. And also just to anyone else out there, you know who you are and who said you maybe listening, we'll be listening if you have a chance. Love you from the bottom of my heart. And after Julia Sweeney sings us the Cliffs of Dunedin, as I
Let's
promised
launch right into
Barrett,
that.
I would play, I have a little bit to talk about photography.
All right, we're going to have to hold on that for next time because we are actually just at our 4:30 mark and we got to put the interview on.
All right.
So here she is. Who's this singing?
Julia Sweeney, County Galway, Ireland.
Okay.
Member of the travel community. Cliffs of Dunedin, it's called.
The Cliffs of Dunedin, right here. Julia representing the Travelers of Ireland. We'll be right back with Rob's interview. Should be some good stuff coming up in just a second here.
Defined places that I've ever been. Sure, there's none can compare with the cliffs of. Take a view o'er the mountains, find sights you see there.
How does it happen? You're having so much fun and the time just slips away, Rob. I mean, Garrett, it's unbelievable. Anyone else you want to say hi to or bye to before we sign off?
Oh, thank you so much, Kieran. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I want to hear more about the photography next time.
Oh, I'd be so honored.
Okay.
Thanks a trillion. Can't wait. I'll just give another shout out this time to my love to my coworkers and customers who are like family to me at Walgreens. And my goodness gracious, so many out there, locally, nationally, internationally. Anyone who said they listened to this, you know, absolutely don't know what it means to me.
There you go. And,
keeping things rolling, making things happen is all I can say. And hope to chat a bit about photography next time. I've been showing my 8x10 portfolio around. I've been putting together and have many people interested. Becoming more and more intrigued by my photography. And as I mentioned on a previous broadcast, I've been snapping away since age 6 and
awesome.
Still shoot all different types of film. I have about 30 to 40 cameras in my
awesome.
Collection.
Awesome. All right, Garrett, thank you so much again.
You're so welcome. Thank you so
and
much,
And we'll
Kieran.
Catch
Always
you on the flip.
Great.